All right, I'm going to drop another 1970s reference. It was Tyrone Davis who sang, you know, the song with the lyric, "What goes up must come down, spinning wheels." Kathy Wood, ARK Invest, up, down in 2021, spinning the wheels. What's going to happen next for them? Alexandra Semenova is going to help us try and answer that. What went wrong, if that's the right way to phrase the question, for Kathy Wood and ARK Invest in 2021?
Wrong indeed, Adam. Kathy Wood had a wild ride this year. Her flagship ETF, the ARK Innovation Fund, is poised to close down 24%, even as the S&P 500 is up by more than that amount. Now, this downturn comes after this same strategy returned 150% last year, really benefiting from the work from home stocks that we saw soar during COVID-19 lockdowns. Now, these same companies are actually falling out of favor among investors who are looking forward to an end to this pandemic that we'll hopefully see going into 2022. And also amid the broader tech sell-off that we've seen as the markets begin to price in potential rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, which obviously make these types of growth companies more vulnerable. So that hasn't been really good for the types of stock picks that Kathy Wood favors. You know, she likes high growth, high-flying tech companies that are really vulnerable amid rate hikes. So that could continue into 2022.
Yeah, many of us learn what we like isn't necessarily what we wind up getting. So I would imagine a lot of people that have invested with her are pulling an old Ricky Ricardo saying, you got some splaining to do. What is she saying about this? What's in the portfolio that maybe she needs to purge?
So she is actually doubling down on her vision. Now, her portfolio is built on companies that she believes are disruptive and innovative and likely to change the future. Her top holdings include the likes of Tesla, Roku, Teladoc, Zoom, and Coinbase, among others. And all but two companies in her top holdings are actually set to close the year in the red, except for Tesla and Intellia Therapeutics, which are both up this year. And that picture could have been even uglier if it weren't for Tesla. Now, many of the rest of them are down more than 20%, but Wood's defense is that investors should focus on the long term and not focus on the short term profitability. She says that it's important to look at these companies' fundamentals, and she pointed to Zoom as an example, which saw its stock fall 40% this year, while other metrics like revenue and EBITDA were up by as much as 50%. So she keeps pointing to that long term horizon that is a big part of her strategy and is telling investors to look ahead.
She is a superstar to a lot of people, and one down year does not necessarily, you know, predict the future. And she doesn't have Enron in there, right? Bad joke. All right, Alexandra Semenova, all the best to you. Thank you for joining.